Episode 45.
You should put a little bit of thought in it to make it not so salesy, right? This is social media. It may be just sharing a testimonial or a story of how you helped a client. That's telling the story of how great your business is.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results On Point, focusing on a single topic with a guest who goes on point with the subject matter.
A warm welcome to Kim Walker from Five Stones Media in Hammond, Louisiana. Kim, are you ready to go on point?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Hello, aftermarketer. Carm Capriotto here. Welcome to episode 45 with Kim Walker from Five Stones Media. We'll talk about social media today, specifically for the automotive aftermarket service professional. Now for something brand new and cutting edge, and I've never done it before. I've posted my first blab ever. What's a blab? Well, keep listening. The subject, social media best practices for service professionals. Sound familiar? Well, today's discussion gave me the idea to dig deeper on this subject. Who's going to be on? Well, episode guest Kim Walker will be on, along with Greg Buckley and Doug Whiteman, all podcast alumni. We'll talk live about this subject and take questions from our followers. Subscribe to the Blab. It will be on Wednesday, September 17th at 2 p.m. Plan is to do a live recording and post our discussion for your edification so you can see it and hear it, all four of us talking. Be part of this new video chat platform. Get more information on my Facebook and Twitter feeds along with my Insider Scoop newsletter, and I'll post every couple of days a link to Blab in my social media. Now, Kim Walker from Five Stones Media. Kim is a social media expert, but before she became involved with Five Stones Media, she was a school counselor and a teacher. Then her husband, Brian, asked her to join his service business. It's a great story. Brian, at the time, was a Mercedes technician. They owned a shop in North Carolina. So as a former shop owner, Kim's advice and expertise on social media is perfectly matched because she's been there, done that. She is on the Car Care Council's Women's Board, an ATI and Management Success graduate, and their shop was a Motor Age Top Shop winner 2 years in a row. Their shop experience is without question. So when she talks about social media as it relates to the automotive service professional, she has the experience that matters. This episode goes a little longer than normal, but it's jam-packed with information you will learn for the first time or even use to sculpt your social marketing strategy. Here's a short highlight on what's packed into this episode. The 50-30-20 rule of social posting. Great stuff there. Also, social media etiquette. And maybe you're fighting social media, and Kim talks about one day you'll learn how to drink the Kool-Aid. Do you know what is the average age of a post in hours? Therefore, how often to post so your efforts are worth it? Do you know the best way to grow your following? Also, learn about a Facebook app for your smartphone that will help you manage your posts while you're mobile. And how to find and compile good content, and so much more. Enjoy. Here we go with Kim Walker. Kim, I've invited you to come on the podcast because you're a social marketing expert. And you've got this great thing to talk about, 50-30-20, which I can't wait to get into. But tell us, what's Five Stones Media do?
Five Stones Media is a marketing agency that started 4 years ago when we partnered up with our business partner from our church who was doing some great design work, and my husband Brian was building wonderful websites, but they really needed each other, and it's just grown over 4 years, and now we really kind of do everything from websites, graphic design, email marketing, social media, Google work, all just really a lot of things marketing related kind of across the board. So
what drove you to become a marketer since being a shop owner?
Well, since my original career was actually in education, my husband pulled me out of my first career to join him in our automotive repair shop, which was Peak Automotive in North Carolina.
But wait a minute, how did that go? He says, Kim, I need your help. Kim, you're not going to enjoy that anymore. How'd that happen?
Well,
tell me.
Being that I absolutely loved what I was doing, I was a school counselor in elementary school. Brian, when I got pregnant, said, you know, if I don't ever start my own business now, I probably never will. So a year later, after he'd already started the business, it had grown quite dramatically that first year, and he was moving to a new location and knew that he needed someone else to get out and do some marketing and sales. And so when he brought it up to me, I laughed because, as you probably have experienced or know your, from interviews that you've done, many business owners don't necessarily get paid, right, on a consistent basis, especially in the beginning. And so I said, the only way I'll even consider it is if you assure me that I'm getting paid. So
he paid you and not him.
Very often, yeah. So he said, oh, yeah, we could definitely make sure that happens. So, you know, that was 13 years ago now. We've been married 16 years, and we have worked together 13 of those 16 years, and it's been a great experience. We handle it very well. But when I joined him, I mean, the funny part was I said, I don't even know what marketing is. I don't even know what you want me to do. And he said, oh, you'll figure it out. You're great with people. People love you. Just come and just get busy.
He sounds like the salesperson, huh?
I guess you could say that, yeah. And the funny thing is, being that I was expected to be the sales and marketing person, not even understanding the difference between the two, I'm completely not a salesperson at all. I'm a networker. I'm a relationship builder. And it worked. It worked really well for us. So it was, you know, kind of mind-boggling for me to leave what I had been going to college for so many years and jump into a field that I knew absolutely nothing about. But it was obviously where God wanted us to be at that point in our lives, and it worked for us. It did. We did really well.
Well, I can't wait to hear the entire story in your book someday.
Yeah.
So social marketing, social media, what a buzz. It is, who would have ever thought just a few years ago that everyone would be, you know, at a meeting, at a bar, at a dinner, and saying, hey, what are you doing for social marketing for your business? I don't like that Facebook stuff, and I'll never tweet anything. And some of them are, a year later, says, well, I'm tweeting, and I'm Facebooking. I'm not sure I'm doing it right. So help my audience best understand this. These rules, 50, 30, 20. And I won't give away the punchlines here, but what's 50, 30, 20?
Well, 50, 30, 20 came, first of all, when we were managing social media for, and we still do, for many, many clients in Five Stones Media. We learned that when we took over accounts, or we were trying to really train our clients in the type of content that we should be posting, many times businesses are so focused on the bottom line, which we all should be, but it did not relay into their social media because everything they wanted to post was very heavily promotional. It was very heavy on salesy type posts and that sort of thing. Social media is where you go to build a relationship with your current clients and with their friends. So in order for you to have a great strategy on social media, we started following, actually, one of our partners in business, Constant Contact, is the ones that came up with 50, 30, 20, the strategy. 50, 30, 20 comes down to what to post. And that's often one of the biggest pitfalls that we find that businesses have. They don't know what to post or where to go and find it. So we try to train people that 50% of the time, so if you're posting 10 times a week, five of those posts should be conversational, something that's going to cause someone to want to like, comment, or share your post. And so when we talk about conversational, if you think about something that's going to create that conversation between the page and the people that follow that page. So something funny, something inspiring. It can be one of these e-cards. It might even be something as simple as just asking a question. You know, what is your dream car? Or how long does the new car smell last? If we're talking about automotive, right? You know,
that's a great question. I love that.
You know, what's the one thing that you miss the most from the first 6 months of having a new car, right? Or
so something that would engage me to want to reply or to even want to repeat it to someone
Absolutely.
During the day. I'm at lunch. I read the post. Then I'm at lunch. I'm saying, hey, how long is your new car smell?
That's right. And
now I become the socializer because someone motivated me to be it.
And what people don't realize is that the typical life of a Facebook, and I'm saying Facebook, a Facebook post, for example, is about 3 hours. So if you post it in the morning, by the time someone gets home and they're relaxed and they're, you know, they've got the kids down, you've done homework and all this, by the time you get on Facebook, you might very well miss a post that was put out there earlier that morning. And so if you create engaging posts, the more people are engaging, liking, commenting, sharing, the longer the life of that post will be. And so
because that post gets legs.
Exactly.
Somehow, right?
So if you on Remarkable Results on your Facebook page, you post something and I comment and someone else comments, every time someone takes an action, right? They like, comment, they share. That creates a story in the feed of their friends, right? So when I comment on your post, then in the feed of the people that I'm friends with, they're going to see Kim Walker commented on Remarkable Results photo, right? And so that can bring in more people. And the more that happens, the longer the life of that post will last. And that's what the purpose of the 50-30-20 is to increase your engagement, which therefore increases your reach, how many people will actually see your post.
So 50 posts or 50% of what you do should be from the fun, entertaining, and engaging department.
Yes.
Wow. I can't even imagine. I'm a shop owner. I'm sitting down and I'm thinking, listen, I was a great tech. Now I'm a great entrepreneur working on my business. I've got to come up with something entertaining and engaging for my Facebook fans or my customers, basically. Where the heck do I find that?
Well, that is truly the biggest problem that many people have. So what I like to encourage people to do is first look around your office, right? There's so many things that are happening right there where you are that most of the time business owners don't want to post. You know, is it someone's birthday? Did some really cute baby come in, you know, in a stroller with their mom and they're dressed really cute? Or, you know, did something goofy happen in the back of the shop and you know that it did, right? I mean,
that's a great idea because something will be going on in the community that you want to alert people to. You may have a new piece of equipment and just say, I want to tell people I got a new alignment rack.
That's right.
I mean, that's not necessarily entertaining, but it is engaging.
Well, and it's the way you put it together, right? I mean, you can really make anything positive or fun and
build a benefit around it. The reason that I'm posting this.
I mean, I know that when we, I don't remember what the piece of equipment is. It's now been so many years, but we got a bunch of new equipment in and our technicians, it was like Christmas, right? They were so excited. And it just made their day. And so social media was just now beginning when we had our shop. So I didn't even really get to do everything that I'm talking about today in our own shop. But we would have had so much fun with what, you know, or just, I know we used to barbecue. We would grill out on Fridays on the back deck of the shop. And that's something because that builds the culture around your business. It shows people that you care about your employees, that you know, that you're a team, that you're having a great time. You enjoy working together and people are attracted to that. So
speaking of barbecue and a couple of email posts that I've done on my insider scoop, I've had two pictures I realized of barbecued ribs this year. I don't know why. I just think pictures of food are great. Actually eating the food is even better. So if 50% of what you do or 50 out of 100 posts should be fun, entertaining, and engaging, what's the 30?
The 30 is your informational content. These are your helpful tips, how-tos, industry information, anything that is going to provide information to your followers that possibly they don't have access to, maybe. Another example, when we're talking about the 30% of the 50-30-20, would be very simply just sharing information with your followers about how often they should rotate their tires or why there's a benefit of using synthetic oil, for example. So when you have information that your followers need, that's what they want. It also really gives you a wonderful opportunity to solidify yourself as an expert in your industry or in your, in the field of what you're offering your clients. And social media is a great place to be able to do that, especially when you're trying to reach my friends, right? I'm your client. And when you're sharing great information that I'm able to engage with, my friends see that. And who knows how many of them may be looking for a new place to take their car. And they see that not only do you know about everything relating to, basic maintenance, but you also have the information, the knowledge, and the experience, because not only are you sharing great articles, great tips, don't forget about YouTube videos that have great stuff in them, that it's coming across in a way that you are the expert. And then when you're sharing that 50% kind of information, that's bringing in that trust factor. So with the 30%, I know that you know what you're talking about. And with the 50%, I know that I can trust you.
Kim, isn't this like a pyramid scheme? And I don't mean it in a bad way. Is that social media allows connections within your connections within their connections?
It's funny that you say that, because I am world renowned, I guess, not really, but in my own mind, for hating certain types of, pyramid things and
right, okay.
multi-level marketing and that sort of thing. But I guess when you put it that way,
it was a poor analogy on my part.
It kind of, it's right.
So the concept here is that if I'm building a loyal base based on providing fun and entertaining and engaging posts, and I'm giving industry tips and ideas, and that would be the 30 piece. I'm doing that to gain, I think you said the word, trust and confidence that I'm fun and I know what I'm talking about. How is it that I can actually gain a new customer or sell something?
Well, let's take, for example, that I'm your customer. You've shared something. For example, here's something that we did share just on Peak Automotive's page as we were just kind of getting out of the industry. We did pre-purchase inspections, right? So someone brought in this really amazing Audi TT convertible. It was really, really beautiful car and looked great, right? If you just kind of looked at it, it looked fantastic. And they put it on the lift, did a thorough look over of it, and something really easy. We didn't even have to take anything apart, but they saw, and I'm not the mechanic, so I don't remember the name of the part, and now I'm embarrassing myself, but by the tire, maybe the rod that holds the tire on there, or the wheel, I should say, it looked like whoever owned this Audi before had been on a high-speed chase down the interstate, because if you compared one side to the other, it was completely worn down, like halfway. And so we took a picture of that, and we posted on Facebook, and we said, this is why you do a pre-purchase inspection. It was a severe safety hazard for the person that was going to be buying the car. And so when we posted that, we got new clients because of people that were engaging in that post who were already existing clients. You know, they commented and said, wow, you know, I can't believe that. I definitely will make sure, because there were people that never thought, well, I should get my car checked out before I buy a pre-owned vehicle. And so when we posted something like that, which just fell right in line, it could have really gone to the 50%, but it was really more informational and fell in that 30%. But it made us look good. You know, we were keeping people safe, we were saving them money, and we were protecting them from a bad investment. So, you know, that's just one of the simple ways. I mean, people are writing reviews on your Facebook page that, and others see that. But when I am looking for a new product or service, I now go to their Google reviews and I go look at their Facebook reviews, and I do look, maybe it's because I'm a social media person, but I do look at their social media presence to see, are you engaging with people? Are you commenting? Are you putting out good information? Are you going to be someone I'm going to want to do business with?
You know, Kim, it seems that so much interaction that happens at the shop today, the service counter, the inspections and the bays, there's probably 20 things to share because of their, as you said, in fact, just recently, Greg Buckley did a Periscope on rust on a car and refused the customer, and he posted it. He told the world, hey, this is what can happen to vehicles, and this is why they're unsafe to drive. And there are probably so many interactions that maybe the shop owner may not realize they're worthy of social posting.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about, I know we used to do a survey, and the way that we did it was almost like when you walk in a house, right? We think about the curbside appearance, the front porch, all the way into the house. The same thing goes when it comes to the experience that your customer has at your shop. From the time they answer the phone, you know, it might just be a picture of the service advisor with a happy smile on his face. Hey, this is who you talk to when you call the shop, you know, to the shuttle service, right? When we had our shop, my mom was our shuttle driver.
Oh, nice.
And if we had social media then, like we do now, I would have had her taken a selfie with, you know, if the customer approved, obviously, but, you know, dropping Sally off at her work or, you know, whatever it might be, but
Yeah. Just
having a good time. We had a wonderful waiting area. And now I would have only done this if I really knew the customer and knew their personality and stuff. But we had a guy that came in, and every single time he was in our waiting area, he fell asleep. And he would be on the sofa, just conked out. And it was, I mean, just so fast. And we would have had a great time with that.
It would have been a great story, something real that happened. And if he was going to be a good sport about it,
yep,
it would have been a great Facebook story. You know, there's a lot of, there's positives and negatives that exist in the world of social media, and especially Facebook, where people say, I don't care about, you know, what they had for dinner and where they are. But is that today less of the population that doesn't want to be involved in social?
I definitely think so. I mean, I've seen, you know, I was just teaching a class a few days ago in the real estate industry, actually. And there's a guy here in our town who is just kind of the hot realtor. He does a great job, but absolutely refuses to have anything to do with social media. And he was in my class, and I was like, whoa, what are you doing here? And he said, you know, I think I might be drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit. And so I'm starting to see people that once said never, who are now saying maybe and taking the plunge and trying some things out. But it's just kind of where we are today. It can be overwhelming for sure, because you can easily become that person who's just constantly in their phone on social media. But there's a fine balance, right? It's just like, what do they say? Moderation is everything. So there are ways to handle your social media presence while you still have a great time doing it. It's effective, but it's not taking up your entire life.
Will there ever be a time that you're going to teach a class called social media etiquette?
I already have done that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Really? Because all I think about is that there's been a lot of early adopters in social media, and then so the mainstream gets on board. Like you said, the guy's going to drink his Kool-Aid, but sooner or later, what could make social media bad, and maybe already has made it bad, is what people post and how they post it. And you have a class that teaches shop owners or business people the right way to do it.
Oh yeah, yep. So I mean, there's very few rules out there, but there's certainly a lot of etiquette, especially, I mean, you don't want to get these people following you on Facebook and then turn them off because right. you're offensive or because you're rude. Or, you know, I find a lot of people that they get their hands behind that keyboard and there's not an actual real person in front of them, and people forget about common sense and they forget about, you know, just common decency and how to communicate with people.
So give me a two or three rules that you need to think about when you sit down at the keyboard.
Okay. So probably one of the most annoying, and when I first realized this and people were talking about it, I thought, really, does that really make a big difference? But it really does. But I see people going crazy with all capital letters and lots of exclamation points. We need to calm down. First, take a deep breath, right? Relax and enjoy your social media time. Relax on the all capital letters. It's kind of what we say is that's the equivalent of screaming, right?
Yes,
when people
I know.
See that,
yeah.
That's what they think.
I have a great story to tell you about capital letters. And there was a guy I worked with probably 10, 12 years ago, and he always would send a memo out in all capital letters. Tough to read. And also, I didn't quite understand where he was going with it. So I picked up the phone and I said, "Hey, Harry, why do you do this?" And he goes, "Oh, God, Carm, I never realized it. I'm an old Navy man. And when we typed forms, it was always in capitals."
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a great point. You know, people don't know, especially if they're just fresh jumping into social media and if they've got habits like that. So probably sit back and observe and see what are your own pet peeves, right? What are people doing that drive you crazy on social media? One of the next ones would be, and look, I love Jesus more than the next person, but, I need to have a balance in what I'm posting. If you're that the only thing you ever post is religious kind of stuff, or the only thing you ever post is political kind of stuff, mm-hmm. like you need to be that happy medium kind of person where you have ideas on a variety of different topics, right? So be interesting without being that radical one topic type
but
of Kim, person.
But Kim, don't you warn against a businessman posting anything religious or political?
You know, that's very interesting that you say that. And I'm going to slightly differ on that just a little bit. Okay. So Five Stones Media, the name of our business is based off of David and Goliath's story. He had five smooth stones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the company culture. It's in our description on our website. So when it comes to Christmas, Easter, when it comes to something like that, you know, I'm not going to preach, but I'm also not going to steer away from posting a Merry Christmas or Happy Easter or something like that. Now,
right, I get that.
Now, when it comes to political, especially in the automotive industry, I mean, there were many times when a candidate specifically expressed things that were either going to positively or negatively affect our industry.
Right, right.
And so there may be an appropriate time to share how you feel about something.
That's a good point.
What I'm getting at is the person that is all the way on one side or the other, and that's all they ever post.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just like in a healthy diet, moderation is everything. So
you alienate your customer, especially if you're a businessman and you're doing that. And will people unlike people and just clamor away from them?
If you are overly aggressive about posting on those types of topics, then I think you definitely will. And what we, you know, it is what it is. What we have said in the past was, if someone is going to unlike my page because of one post that I put saying Merry Christmas, well, it's probably not a bad loss.
Get it.
So, you know, I think that every business owner has to make their own way with that. I preach caution. Just be careful, be thoughtful. If you're going to post in either one of those areas, seldomly, right? Just be thoughtful of how you post it. What you don't want to do, and I'm one of those people where everybody's so offended these days, right?
Everybody Politically gets correct.
So, you know, I'm not preaching that, But what I am preaching is courtesy and kindness and just have some common sense, right? You don't have to post something religious or political that is going to turn off even the people that agree with you. And I've seen that.
Great. Kim, how does a shop owner engage his customer to sign up and like and become part of his Facebook campaign?
Oh, that's a great question. And I'm so glad that you asked, because most of the time people don't ask that. And then we start handling their Facebook page and nothing's really, you know, they're not doing their part. So on the shop owner side, there's so many different ways. You can put some specials out there where if you check in on Facebook, right, then maybe there's some type of a very small, simple discount they can do. You can have a sign, like a little table tent in your lobby or on the service advisor's desk, reminding people, be sure to like us on Facebook. There's actually a very great thing out there. People can just Google Facebook Netgear Wi-Fi. Facebook partnered with Netgear, and as long as you have this particular Netgear wireless router in your business, and I know that in the automotive repair shop, people are very often waiting and want to use your Wi-Fi. And so if you have this Netgear router, it's not hard to get. It actually was the default one that came to my house when I bought our house last year and we got internet. But as long as you have that, then you can do a setup on that so that when people want to use your Wi-Fi at your business, they can, and it's free, but they first have to check in to your Facebook page and they're encouraged to like your Facebook page. So that's something that I think in the automotive industry would be great. And then, of course, two other simple ways. One is have it on your website. If you are doing email marketing, include a link to your Facebook page in your email marketing. And then you can also do some really very, very, very effective, incredibly targeted Facebook advertising to reach people in your specific area that even like a specific type of car. Facebook advertising is a great way to go to grow your Facebook audience. And it's not expensive. I mean, it is really incredibly cost effective.
Wonderful. Now, 50-30-20. We talked a lot about the 50, which is fun and entertaining, engaging. And the 30 was industry news, tips, and great ideas. And the 20 is opportunity for selling. So help me understand how that would work.
So this is really kind of my favorite part, because even though it's 20%, I find many professionals who do it 100% of the time. So when we say your promotional type posts, these are your coupons, your specials, anything that you want to post that's specifically sales driven. However, you should put a little bit of thought in it to make it not so salesy, right? This is social media. It may be just sharing a testimonial or a story of how you helped a client. That's telling the story of how great your business is.
Kim, you're saying if I just put four beautifully brand new tires on a customer, they're thrilled and happy about it, and they came back 2 days ago and said, I love my tires. I guess it would be worthy of a picture and a happy customer and promote that. Hey, did you know we sell tires? And here's a happy customer.
Absolutely. And, you know, because let's just play with this for a second. The name of your shop, our shop was Peak Automotive. Well, people see that and they think, right, general automotive stuff. People never knew that we would do tires. So if there's something in your business that maybe you don't promote a lot and people don't really know that you do it, absolutely. Take a picture of that customer with their new tires, happy, loved their service, and post that. That is absolutely a great example.
Wow. What else? Give me another quick one.
All right, here's another example. If you do email marketing, you send out this great email campaign. No matter what email program you're using, it will probably give you the option to automatically post your email campaign onto your Facebook page. And that will pull in an image. It will pull in the subject line of your email. And you can easily click on that and it will open up the email campaign. That's another thing. I even would say if you hire a new technician, or the technician gets, you know, a new level of ASC certification or whatever it might be, posting a picture of your technician and saying, you know, Tommy is here and ready to help you with, you know, list three things, something like that. You know, that's a great way. And then it's still fun, but, and you're not slamming sales down my throat, and it's mixed in, you know, with all that other stuff. So it works really well.
I think of this image, Kim, of the pickle barrel in the old general store.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen it in commercials, or I'm sorry, and even in TV years past, where the guys are sitting around the pickle barrel.
Yep.
Hanging out. This is almost, social media, Facebook is almost like the pickle barrel for customer engagement.
That is a great way to put that. Yeah, because the conversations that are being had around that pickle barrel vary wildly, right? I mean,
yeah.
One minute people are laughing about something, the next minute they're, you know, I mean, they're not crying, but, you know, they're emotional about some thing that happened in their community, and they're talking about who they're, you know, where they went to dinner the night before, and absolutely.
But yet, the shop owner now controls the subjects and the dialogue and the interaction.
Definitely. You know, I'm glad that you said that, because one thing that I see a lot of people, not a lot, but some, is they turn off communication on their Facebook page, where, in other words, they can post as the page, but they don't allow comments, or they don't allow people to post. And it's out of fear that someone's going to come and post something negative. And so, I try to rein them in and bring them back to, hey, this is social media. I jokingly say that when you turn off that two-way communication, what you now have is a website, right?
Wow, yeah.
And so you want to encourage people to enter into a conversation with you. Are you going to have negative situations? Yeah, absolutely. But you have negative situations in your right there in your shop. People call with a complaint, or they walk in with a complaint. You can't just delete them. You can't just turn them off. So the same thing applies to social media. When you have a negative situation, you handle it. And you handle it in a kind, respectful way, just like you would if they walked into your shop. But the communication is critical.
Anything you want to say that we haven't talked about yet?
No. I mean, I think that since we were talking about 50, 30, 20. I mean, there's so much with social media. I could go on and on and on, but I think it's just really a great reminder to let people know that you don't want to overthink things. This is not physics, right? I mean, it's not hard. What the hardest part is kind of retraining your brain to realize, oh, this would be a great post on social media. Wait, let me grab a picture, or let me pull out my iPhone and take a quick video. You know, just really adapting to the new way of communicating.
You actually have to think differently. At the end of the day, say, oh, I should have taken a picture, I should have taken a video, or I should have wrote that down.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some disciplines to manage your social presence by almost writing in a journal every day and say, oh, wow, I got this Facebook content that I'm building in my mind because things are happening around me. And, there's a great picture of a customer, another happy customer. So take it and then post it when you feel the time is right.
Well, and so let me give you one more quick tip for that, right?
Okay.
So if we're talking about Facebook, for example, many people that manage pages don't realize that on their phone, there's another app, right? There's a Facebook app that's the little blue square with the white F in it,
mm-hmm.
but there's an entirely other app that's for the Facebook page manager. And that's what people would look up in their App Store or Google Play Store or whatever it might be, is the Facebook Pages Manager app. It has an orange flag on it. The difference is that is for your page. That's to easily manage your page. You can do that from the regular Facebook app, but here's what you can't do, but you can do in the Facebook Pages Manager app, is let's say I have that spontaneous moment. Oh, this is a great picture. Many people will take that picture and immediately post it. Well, it might be 10 a.m. You might really need to be posting at 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from that Facebook Pages Manager app, you can take your photo, create your post, and then you click on a little button and you tell it, post this tonight at 8 p.m. or tomorrow at 10 a.m. or whatever time. So you can literally be managing your time, scheduling your Facebook posts right there from your phone very quickly, very easily. And now you're not having to just, okay, wait, when am I going to go and put this on Facebook? Or even worse, post everything all at one time. You need to spread that stuff out.
So if you're serious about being a social media maven for your business out to your customers, you've got to get this Facebook Pages Manager app for your smartphone. Great, yes. great takeaway. Thank you so much. Well, Kim Walker from Five Stones Media in Hammond, Louisiana, you educated the heck out of me, I'll tell you that. I learned a bunch of things today, and I'm sure our listeners did. Thanks for being on.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.